This is film for thought. You give us 2 minutes, we'll give you something to think about.
Pitch Perfect 2 is an interesting movie. It outperformed Mad Max in the box office, and it touches on a lot of things that are interesting and trends in the cinema today. One is the awareness of an awareness that it is important to acknowledge the importance of women in society. This, of course, is a truism, but has made its way into the entertainment sort of unconscious, basically subtext of mainstream films now, in the sense that if there's anything that shows women in a negative context or shows violence against women in films, that gets pulled out of the context of the film and really played at a blaringly loud decibel in a way that racism in the 80s and sort of early 90s was. So it's becoming less and less acceptable to use women in comedic roles that don't sort of also acknowledge that by using them in a comedic role, you aren't negating their importance. So it does, first and foremost, does a throwback to the importance of women by making fun of the fact that the society doesn't always show the importance of women. So it's a sort of a meta-modern film, which if you've seen the TED Talk by Reggie Watts, gives you everything you know about meta-modernism, but basically it's postmodern. It's post-postmodern, and what it does is it's a lot of signifiers and signs alluding to the fact that as a society we know what we are supposed to know, and therefore when we choose to use caricatures and jokes, which comedy relies so heavily on, we do it with a wink. So the direction of Elizabeth Banks is here, and she actually is a narrator in her own film, and she gives commentary that essentially takes the roles of the women and sort of does sort of a negative commentary with them, but the jokes are always in jokes because she's sitting there next to an announcer who gives the male point of view. So what we have here is a film that could only have been made by women in a metamodern sense, which is to show that if you're raised in a generation of karaoke and Google Maps, why would you ever listen to anybody who said you weren't good at singing? So here we have a bunch of people who aren't necessarily singing their own songs. Their aspirations are to sing covers, mashups of other songs, which is in itself kind of an interesting desire.